Our guest at the cafe this morning is Charlie Alderman, Commerce ISD Superintendent. Charlie, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
So as we continue to deal with the effects of the coronavirus, and of course, schools closed, and nobody knows, Charlie, right? There's no particular date out there when they might reopen. Am I correct?
No, not at this time.
Yeah. So this is having a tough effect on a lot of activities outside of the regular classroom. And I had a note to ask you the next time that we met about the Commerce High School robotics team, which has done extremely well, and they had a major competition coming up, and that apparently is not going to happen, at least not happen when it was scheduled to take place.
Yes, sir. They had actually advanced to nationals. It was the first time we had ever had that happen. They were actually going to be going all the way up to Iowa to compete up there, but Iowa canceled all their robotics competitions. We've had several different activities, whether it was UIL One Act Play had advanced, a lot of our fine arts programs had advanced. We still had sports going on. As of right now, they're all either canceled or on hold.
Mm-hmm. Well, talk a little bit about that. That's something we haven't talked about, the success of that team. What exactly do they do, and who is their coach? And
well, Mr. Urban Larry is their coach. This is very, very interesting in that this robotics group was a group that actually started in middle school with a grant from the Commerce Education Foundation.
Huh.
So it was the first time for Commerce ISD to start a robotics program when these sophomores, juniors, and seniors were in middle school. So we're seeing the impact of those grants from that foundation in having a team that had gone all the way to nationals. So they have to build a robot, put everything together, do all the programming, and then there's a set of skills that it has to do, and it has to do with time and how well they do. But there's a scoring system there. But our students had done some phenomenal things.
Hmm. And were they competing? Were they competing in the UIL organization in Texas, or is this completely outside of the UIL?
This is outside of UIL.
I see. Right. And then you mentioned One Act Play. They were still competing and still advancing when all this came about.
Well, actually, the Tuesday during spring break, when everything blew up on Wednesday, they had just competed at the district level and advanced the area.
I see.
So they're on hold. UIL is still possible.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things would have to be put together, but they haven't completely canceled UIL.
I see.
But at this time, there are no games or competitions or even practices allowed.
Yeah. We're talking with Charlie Alderman. And Charlie is the Commerce ISD superintendent. Of course, similar things are happening with other school districts all over Texas, and Commerce is right in there with the rest of them. Did you say the band had some kind of a competition that they were missing out on?
They had scored better at the concert band than they had ever scored before, just right before spring break.
I see.
So there was a lot of students that got a lot of accolades in that part.
Let me know that since we're talking about UIL and sports to some extent, of course, since the last time we talked, Cody Farrell, head football coach, has left, and he's going back to his hometown of Hallsville, where he will be the athletic director. And you have promoted a young man named John McSheffery to head coach of Tigers football. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. We're very sorry to lose Coach Farrell. He did a lot for our program. He had it definitely going in a very good direction, and we have a big group of juniors and seniors that had developed in that program, and we're really excited to see what they can do. And we didn't want to bring in something that was completely new with them.
Mm-hmm.
And McSheffery, Coach McSheffery, has a lot of experience. He actually grew up in Sulphur Springs and played college ball, but he's been a coach for us and been working with us, and we wanted to keep that continuity of staff as much as possible. So we're really excited about where they can go.
Yeah. He was the defensive coordinator before.
Yeah.
That seems like it's usually the defensive coordinator that advances the head coach. That just it seems the way it works out.
Well, in this case, it did anyway.
Right. And he is a young man, isn't he?
Yes, sir. He's still in his 20s.
Yeah, I saw his graduation, high school graduation date from Sulphur Springs was 2008. That's just amazing to me. But he's a young man on the move, and that's going to be good for Tiger football. Then one other thing, Charlie, and we're almost out of time. The star tests have been canceled. Yeah, to explain that real quickly.
Okay. The STAR test is a test that all the students in grades 3 through 8 take in Texas, and then also all of our high school students have to take an end of course that's also associated with STAR in order to graduate. The governor has suspended all those tests, so there will be no STAR test this year, so none of our students are having to take that. Now, how that impacts, well, with the suspension of the test, that means that all of our students will go through grade placement committee meetings if they have not already passed the STAR test. What it's done is taken it from a state level and made it a local decision.
I see.
But also impacts our fifth graders and our eighth graders, because in those grades, those tests determine their eligibility to advance to sixth and ninth grade. Mm-hmm. So it also suspends all that for them. So they will also have the same opportunity to advance to grade placement committees instead of just the STAR test.
I see. Charlie, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the phone line this morning.
Yes, sir. You're more than welcome.
Charlie Alderman, Commerce ISD Superintendent. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETO.